Welcome to our observance of Mental Health Week right here on 103.3 KUMD. Our journey of wellness in Indian country interview this morning, we're going to be talking with Kamala Venner, Dr. Kamala Venner. She's an assistant professor of psychology at the University of New Mexico, and she joins us this morning online, or over the phone rather, to talk about substance abuse, where it intersects with Indian country. And Kamala, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you on the line.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
One of the sad things, if you are a community of people that are coping with substance abuse, whatever community you might be, is when people have a bunch of stereotypes and misconceptions and preconceptions about that substance abuse. Can you talk a little bit about what are some of the myths and some of the additional barriers that folks in Indian country are dealing with as they try to grapple with alcoholism and addiction?
Sure. Thank you very much. This is something that's near and dear to my heart, and it's something that's so prevalent in our society that I think it's hard for people to really believe that these myths are not true, that they hear them so much and they see so much evidence through media and whatnot, that it's really hard for people to not believe in the myths. But there's three that I really think are important. I don't know if we'll have time to go into all three today. One is the drunken Indian myth, or all Indians drink alcohol, or all Indians have alcohol problems. And that's probably the one that most people think about. So if I ever say to somebody on an airplane, what I do alcohol research with American Indians, and then they usually say pretty quickly, oh, that's so sad, they have such a problem. And it's actually a little more complicated than that, because even though on average we probably have elevated alcohol dependence rates, we also have extremely high rates of abstinence, and in fact so high that we almost tie with Asian Americans. So that's one thing that I think that people just really don't focus on, is more the strengths, like our high abstinence rates.
What are a couple, you mentioned that there were three of these myths. Again, we may not be able to go into a lot of detail about each of them, but what are the what are the others that folks are dealing with?
Oh, sure. Okay, so the other one is that Native Americans metabolize alcohol more slowly than other people.
Now,
that's also not true.
didn't a politician or some public figure just recently make some kind of a comment like that about how Native American people metabolize alcohol differently, and that's why they have such a problem with it?
I'm sure that did happen, because people just believe this so much. There was only one study in the 70s that was able to show that, and it was very flawed, because the Native American sample had a long history of heavy drinking and therefore liver problems, and they compared them to a white sample of mostly half hospital staff that didn't have a very heavy drinking history and so had very healthy livers. But every other study shows that we either metabolize alcohol at the same rate or sometimes even slightly faster.
So what's the third myth?
This one is that Native Americans have a genetic predisposition to developing alcohol problems.
Now, there is anyone who has alcoholism in their family has heard or has repeated to younger members of the family, you have a genetic predisposition to alcoholism or addiction. So are we barking up the right tree with that? With that idea?
Yeah, I just would hate to create the self-fulfilling prophecy, but if you have a first-degree relative, so like a parent, for instance, that has an alcohol dependence disorder, you are at an increased rate, but maybe up to four times more likely to develop an alcohol dependence problem. But it doesn't mean you will develop an alcohol dependence problem, but you are at an elevated rate.
And to say that this person or this person is at higher risk is a different conversation than all people in this community are genetically predisposed to abuse alcohol.
Absolutely, yes. So there's several researchers that have been able to look at the genetic, influence on developing alcohol problems in American Indian tribes. And one is Cindy Ellers, who works in Southern California, and she's done really excellent work and mainly has found that the only genetic finding that we have for American Indians is that we lack the protective factor that some Asian American or Asians in general have. And that had to do with metabolizing alcohol differently. So we do not have that protection, but we don't seem to have any other increased risks. We seem to look very similar to other racial groups.
So let me, just so I'm clear, I understand. Asian Americans do metabolize alcohol differently?
Yes, that's right. So the flushing response that people will have. So some Asians, like maybe Korean and Japanese, when they drink alcohol, they quickly metabolize alcohol into a form that's like acetaldehyde, and it's very similar to formaldehyde, and that's why they look like they're flushed red, their eyes get glassy, they feel sick. And their system keeps the acetaldehyde in the system much longer, so it's slower to metabolize it into the next form of acetate, which is then an inert substance, but that's why they end up feeling sick. And unfortunately, Native Americans do not have that same protective factor.
Kamala, we're running out of time, which is my very worst part. The part I dislike the most is what I'm struggling to say. But one of the things that I'm interested in is, does your work deal with the idea of historical trauma and alcoholism, and perhaps the idea of which comes first, the alcohol addiction and then the trauma exacerbates it, or it comes about as a result of the trauma?
Right. No, this is a very common thought process going on throughout Indian country, that historical trauma is the reason for a lot of our ills. And there have been at least two researchers that I'm very familiar with that have done that work. Les Whitbeck and also Cindy Ellers did a project recently. And so they're showing that the more somebody's currently thinking right today about all of the historical trauma, loss of language, loss of land, then that does seem to be related to mental health issues like substance use or other mental health disorders. So, and I think in other communities, like Jewish people, they've experienced historical trauma too, but they don't have the elevated rates of alcohol dependence. They have other maybe mental health or distress issues.
It's a fascinating topic, and I wish that we had more time to explore it, perhaps in upcoming shows. One of the other statistics that we found very disturbing, and that will, of course, I hope, be an upcoming conversation, is that alcohol was shown to be a factor in almost 70% of all suicides of Native people. And the epidemic of suicide is something that is of great concern to Native folks in Indian country, as I understand right now.
That's absolutely right. Something I just read recently was that if you look at Native Americans overall, the suicide rates are not so discrepant. But if you look at Native American youth, that's where the huge discrepancy is happening. And in terms of the relationship to alcohol, I think among every race, alcohol and other drugs are often on board when someone makes an attempt or completes an attempt. However, it's not necessarily causal. Most people that are drinking are not doing that, hurting themselves. But it does seem to reduce inhibition and increase impulsivity and those sort of things.
Well, Kamala, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me and for doing this series.
Dr. Kamala Venner is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of New Mexico, and she joined us this morning over the phone for our Journey of Wellness in Indian Country series. Part of it, part of the series this week, of course, as we continue and bring you a series to talk about mental health awareness. This week, it's Mental Health Awareness Month in May, and we'll be bringing you a series all this week called Don't Believe What You Think, talking about suicide right here on Northland Morning.